This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I want to talk to you about the concept that our spiritual vision is contaminated. Now, it isn't that we don't have spiritual vision. It's that our spiritual vision isn't being exercised, and it isn't clear. All of us want to be better people. We want to improve ourselves. We want to make things work out for us. We want to get free from the anxieties. Now, the Vedic literature describes that the material modes of nature, which constitute the struggle for existence, are in three divisions: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Now, the Vedic literature also clearly states that in the mode of goodness, one sees things in proper perspective. Now, this is where we come into the contamination concept. If we see things in proper perspective, there's no question of contamination. But if we don't see things in proper perspective, what is the contamination? Why am I contaminated, and how do I remove it? So the Vedic literature says that the mode of passion, which is characterized by intense desire, and the mode of ignorance, which is classified as foolishness and lack of understanding, if these two types of contamination cover the living entity's consciousness, he doesn't see in proper perspective. Now, if you don't see in proper perspective, it's obvious it's easy for you to make mistakes. It's just like the information disinformation concept. We have that a lot in media now. How much of what they tell us is true? Well, the percentage is there. It used to be that about 10% was nonsense. Now it's about 10% is real. They'll show you a picture and they'll make statements to lead you to believe one thing. But when you actually look into the subject or get to the first-hand knowledge, that isn't the situation at all. That's television. I had somebody talking to me yesterday about they were studying an analysis in school about reality TV and how it's not reality at all. What they're saying is being edited, their attitude is being edited, everything. They're misrepresenting the individuals, the contestants, the blah, 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 blah. So this disinformation, and that disinformation, you aren't always in a position to know that it's disinformation. And so you believe certain things to be true or facts, and they're not. So you end up making decisions on what you think to be the facts of the matter, and they're not, and therefore you don't get the result you expect, and you are contaminated. So the initial contamination of disinformation or misunderstanding makes you susceptible to an improper decision. The improper decision feeds you back a result that isn't what you want and further contaminates you. So this is why living in the material world becomes a struggle for existence. Because you have to turn around and try to compensate. You have to try to fix the problem, get back on your feet, get back ahead, make up for the lost dollar, make up for whatever it is, time, that you have run into because of disinformation and an imperfect perspective on the subject. Now, what I wanted to get to here is the contamination is described in the Vedic literature that it is the cause of suffering. And that if you actually get out of these lower modes of ignorance and passion and bring yourself to the platform of goodness, and even further than that, association with purified sadhus, you become free from the struggle for existence. So to get rid of this contamination, we need to get into the goodness conception of life. And I want to give you a little rundown of what are the characteristics of one who is actually in the goodness perspective of life. Now it says here that someone who is in purity, he is truthful, clean, control of the mind, in control of the senses. Simplicity is his standard. He is tolerant. He has full faith and full knowledge. So these are the principal characteristics of someone who actually sees in proper perspective. So we can see that These are very good qualities. These are qualities to strive for. These are the things they used to teach us in school with what you were trying to be as a human being. That you're supposed to lift yourself to the truthfulness, to the cleanliness, to the honesty, to simplicity, to purity. And that from that position, you will not only be a good person, but you'll shine in the eyes of the Lord. And this leads to spirituality. So while this is a material platform we're talking about, you can see that it breeds full faith. It breeds a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It breeds a level of religiosity and purity and piety, divine consciousness. So our world is not only, riddled with contamination, but it is self-propagating. In my example, I said, if you have the misconception of the facts when you enter into a subject, make an improper decision, you get an improper result, or surprise result, and you therefore have a suffering experience. Well, if everybody's doing that, it compounds. Somebody's problem rubs off on you. Somebody does something stupid and runs into you. Whatever it might be. But we end up compounding the whole environmental, social environmental problems. And I think every one of you listening would agree, we are in a situation where society is doing itself more harm than it is doing itself good. So we need to reverse this. And according to this explanation in the Vedic literature, it means we need to have full knowledge. It means we need to have full faith. We have to function on a platform of truthfulness and cleanliness, mind control and sense control. And we can then start turning it around. It's an individual by individual process. It isn't that we go out and we try to change this and that, and we try to stop this and the other, and we try to argue with the politicians. That doesn't work anyway, but we need to change ourselves. And this is the reality. You are on an individual path, and I am on an individual path. We are all. But since we're experiencing our individual paths collectively in this human form of life, on a particular planet, in a particular country, city, etc., we're sharing a collective aspect of it, too. So the collective aspect gets changed when the individual components are changed. And that is doable. To go out and change society takes huge amounts of money and publicity and access to people and time and etc., etc. But if you change you, you start a cure. Just like sometimes you start an infection, or there's a flu is going around and it spreads. Similarly, if you correct you, it starts a correction going around, a cure. Different people see you're being truthful, you're being compassionate, you're being honest, and they start being that way. And they at least learn that there is another way of doing it. And we're in the situation where we see our society has gone so far the wrong way that everybody is suffering. And because everybody is suffering, the whole human experience is becoming like teetering on the ledge. We could go either way right now. We could stop and get our act together and change our ways and improve our situation and reestablish human society on a growth concept. Or we could go ahead and neglect some significant opportunities and see these things gradually crumble and everything go over the edge. And I think that most people realize that. We're at a tipping point environmentally, energy, money, news, knowledge, education. All of these things are on a tipping point of either we get it together or it's going to fall apart. And the problem is that everyone is so busy struggling for existence, they're not really working on themselves. And they're not working on their impact on society. We see so many people sitting at cafes drinking coffee. I just kind of want to go in and slap a whole bunch of them and go, wake up. What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you sitting here drooling over your coffee and a muffin when you should be doing something of value to the rest of humanity and yourself? And getting yourself educated and doing something that fixes some of the problems of the world. But they're in denial. and they sit there and they drool over their coffee and their muffin and they do nothing with their time as though they have all the time in the world, when actually they have nearly none. We're on a rapid degradation path, and yet they want to deny it because they're not directly affected today. They're going, oh, well, I won't worry about it till it directly affects me. But the problem is when you get such a large mass of people, such a large force that's all gathering momentum, they won't have a chance to react. It will just tidal wave over the top of them. And this is what we see. There are countries right now where war is just breaking out and the whole civilization is being devastated. And the devastation in country ABC, it means migrants into countries D, E, F, and G, then they are swarmed in their own way. And we have these problems going on around the planet. No work over here, so everyone migrates over there to get work. Then their economy sags, and oh, where do we go next? The whole situation is coming to a platform where the world is getting into a problem. It's been isolated. It's been individual economies, individual societies, individual resources. And now it's changing to where everything, everywhere, everybody is directly linked. We share the same air. We share the same water. We share the same news. And they're all so contaminated that none of us are able to live a natural, healthy life free of the struggle for existence. So this means that you are interdependent as never before. And so our spiritual perspective, our spiritual interpretation of the material situation is really needed now. We need individuals who have mind control, who have sense control, who have a commitment to the truth and cleanliness and compassion. We need those people to step up. Right now we have the criminals, the absolute ridiculous, stupid people making comments of things they know nothing about. I heard an article the other day about certain areas are being robbed. Theft is so rampant. Companies have been robbed 13 times. One company, I heard they lost 64 motorcycles. I mean, what? That's got to be pretty serious stuff. So there aren't people getting jobs. The jobs have been messed up. The work is gone. This is desperation, obviously. So our situation is like that. We may be on the edge where we're not quite affected, but it's absolute ignorance to think that I'll wait until I am affected. I mean, the Boy Scout motto, what is it? Be prepared? So many of these basic concepts, don't wait till the last minute. Stitch in time saves nine. But who's doing that? No one. Everybody is concerned about coffee and a muffin on the side of the road with friends. Well, you and all your friends and coffee and muffins are going to be bulldozed over by a rampant society that's lost its mind in anxiety and fearfulness because the necessities of life are no longer available for the total population. Because nobody's working with truthfulness and compassion and sincerity and simplicity. No one has mental and sense control. No one has full faith and full knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller. So we have a society that is causing its own demise. And people that are in denial, they have any responsibility for this. I've mentioned recently on some of my programs that everybody eats every day. Many people two or three meals a day, many people more than that, whatever you want, okay? But how many of the people that eat every day have ever contributed to food production? You may have eaten every day, but where is it coming from? There's a few people producing the food for everybody else. Well, if a few people get themselves in trouble, everybody else is going to be in trouble. And if you're not making any contribution, if you're a user, you're a consumer, and you're a user, and you're a complainer, and you're a denier. They all fit together. That's one conscious mentality. And if you fall into that category, you are bringing the system down by your denial, and you will be one of the first to go. Because the wave of people that are trying to do something will pass you by. And you'll still be sitting at the cafe when the other people scramble to the edges and move out of the way. So this is a very important time for you, for me, for everybody else, to evaluate what is important in life. And it isn't money. It's truthfulness, simplicity, cleanliness, mind control, sense control, tolerance, firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the controller of the manifestation, and knowledge. Are you actually becoming more knowledgeable? Or do you just know what the television is blurping out and you repeat it like a parrot? So this repetition concept and this denial concept is what's prevalent. We're being confused, we're being disinformed by the media that everything's okay, no real worry, it doesn't matter, fear not. When that's not the situation. We're in a completely different situation than that, where the planet is suffering. We all share the same air, and the air is contaminated with chemtrail spraying and contaminated with nuclear radiation. We all share the same water, and the biggest body of water on the planet is the Pacific Ocean, and it's dying. It's nearly dead from Fukushima radiation. Fresh water is nearly dead from fertilizers used in agriculture. I read an article the other day about how most pure water, fresh water aquifers in the world now have high levels of nitrogen that are contaminating the consciousness of the people. It reduces the ability of the human body to bring oxygen into the blood and the brain for clear thinking. That's what nitrogen does. And yet they overuse nitrogen in agriculture for the last 40 years. The river right here that runs by your town, it has high levels of nitrogen in it and has had for 40 years. And they're still going, oh, we're working on it. Oh, we need to do this. Oh, we'll get to it. We have a clean water initiative. The voters stated that their biggest concern was clear water, fresh water. And yet they've done nothing. Nothing. 10 years ago, they voted in this town here to water was the most important concern. Purity of fresh water. And nothing has been done in 10 years. Big budgets, big blowout, big parties, big displays, big all sorts of stuff, and no on-the-ground physical change to the nitrogen levels in the water. To where people are eating high-nitrogen foods and don't even know it, produced just down the road. Let alone what they get in fast food, which is very terrible and contaminating. So, we need to cure the disease. How do we cure the disease? We need to start with knowledge. We need to be informed. We need to associate with beings that are on the transcendental platform and at least on the goodness platform, that they see things in proper perspective and they give us guidance. But you have to come out of your arrogant illusion that you don't need guidance. The person who doesn't think they need guidance is the very person that does. Because you are satisfied with the status quo, and the status quo is killing society and the planet. So if you think you don't need guidance, you are the very person who does. And the guidance is described in the Vedic literature. It comes from the self-realized souls. The self-realized soul is the one who is aware of the mission to change the human society from selfishness to selfless. He's aware that people need to take advantage of knowledge provided without personal interest. People need to voluntarily undergo some penance, some change. It might be a little bit difficult, but in the Vedic knowledge it is described that you must refrain from illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Those things must be stopped. That is the bottom line of the contamination. That is what causes all other levels of contamination. That if you stop that, it may be a little intolerant, it may be a little painful, it may be a little difficult in the beginning. But anytime you get a disease, the cure is a little bit difficult. But you end up cured. We have a society that must be cured or it will die. The cure is given in the Vedic literature. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. If you're any intelligence at all, if you can rub two brain cells together, you can look at these four things and look at the fact that behind each of these four categories is a huge amount of negative influences on society, on you as an individual. The meat-eating thing is absolutely no contest any longer. Meat-eating is killing the planet and the economy and is karmically driving us into war. The intoxication leaves people in a position where they deny any responsibility for the contamination, the difficulties, and the suffering that they are causing. Illicit sex, we have population that we are not taking care of. The children are not being loved and cared and nurtured and taken care of. They're letting the state do it. Everybody, all the women are having a child and a few months later go back to work and give the child to the state. They're not giving the child to the parents or the grandparents. They're not staying focused on a family unit, on developing up their own child, their own inheritance. They're giving it to the state. And the state, what has the state ever done for any child? The education system is a disgrace. Their example, they said, is lying, deception, stealing, cheating. Why would you give your child over to a state-run, organized, sponsored, and critiqued school? My goodness. Similarly, gambling, a waste of money and man's energy. Simply use your money and your energy to earn an honest living. Find an honest job. It works so much better. So we have the intoxication. Everybody's on drugs. Everybody. You're on drugs. You are too. Everybody's on a drug. I don't know what it is. Coffee, teas, energy drinks, hard stuff, legal stuff, illegal stuff, pharmaceutical stuff. Doesn't matter. Everybody's on something. Because they don't understand how to overcome the struggle for existence. And that's what they're trying to forget. They're trying to make the struggle for existence minimize or go away. The real way to make it go away is to follow these four principles and associate with realized souls, enlightened people in God consciousness. Those name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are pleasing to the ear and uplifting to the consciousness and liberating to the consciousness. And if one associates with the realized soul and reads the Vedic literature and starts to understand the name, form, pastimes, and activities of the Supreme Lord, his energy is rerouted into a higher conception where he becomes divine. He becomes an actor in the divine plan, not a participant in the illusory plan, which is what we see here, the television-induced, government-induced, money-induced illusion. So we need people to come awake. We need people to guide others. We need pure sadhus that make more sadhus. It's not a matter of qualification, it's a matter of knowledge. Anyone can come out of the ignorance and become qualified. If you hear the right energy, hear the right knowledge, hear from a bona fide source. So hearing is the compassionate way to grow out of the struggle for existence. If one hears from a bona fide spiritual master, follows his instructions, and reads the Vedic literature, he comes out of the misconceptions that are propagated by what we know as human society. And he actually comes to divine society, where the individual living entities are aware of who they really are and what they are and what is their duty and responsibility and are actively pursuing that.
They're not at the cafe with a coffee and muffin. They're not thinking that they're the body and that everything related to the body is important and everything not related to the body is unimportant. That's backwards. This is the material, illusory conception of life that is the root cause of the problems we have. If you have that perspective, you are part of the problem. You need the association of sadhus. You need the Vedic literature. You need to pick up your game. You've thought you've conquered it. I have a house and a white picket fence and a dog and a cat and a car, two or three, and my kids are going to the finest schools and I have money in the bank. I'm successful. Old hogwash. You're lost. This is not the goal of life. This is the illusory goal of life society's been trained in. The goal of life is to become a selfless, devoted servant to the Lord for the benefit of all the living entities who are suffering and rotting in this material misconception. To help wake them, to become a preacher of love of God, to get them out of the misconceptions they're in, and you're in too. Associate with the spiritual master, associate with the Vedic literature, become really knowledgeable. And understand, selfishness, taking care of number one, is the illusion. Take care of others on behalf of the Supreme Lord. All the great beings that become globally famous, you know, the old Mother Teresa and the Mahatma Gandhi concept, they were selfless. They had nothing. They wanted nothing. They weren't here for that purpose. Their intent was to give and support and to guide you too. You, too, you become a Gandhi. Every single one of you listening, you don't need to be struggling for existence and thinking you're this or that or other employee. Pick up your game. Reach your potential. Read the Vedic literature to get out of the misconception of the lower modes of nature and pick yourself up through mind control, sense control, simplicity, tolerance, cleanliness, patience, compassion, truthfulness, develop love of God, fall into line behind a great sadhu servant of the Lord, and pitch in. Help revive this society by you becoming a better being so that others can see there is something to this spiritual life, isn't there? Let's pick our game up too. It's now. We're on the precipice. Either we get it together and become spiritual society, or it falls apart as a material mess where everybody took selfishness to the ridiculous.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.